Straight on goal, Simon.
AFCON 2022. My name is Elozinam.
Your boy Shea Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
The man is electric.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive, and in the house I have Naz and Ayola Kelechi.
Hi guys, it's Naz, aka Big C.
Why are you smiling?
Should I be frowning again?
Yes.
Now, well, hi guys, aka is Naz, aka Big C.
Better, much better.
It's not your fault.
Big C, go. They be seen.
Now, well,
so Ayola, what are we talking about?
Alright guys, we're going to be
Previewing the Nigerian game against Ghana, the second leg of the World Cup qualifiers.
That hopefully Nigeria will win.
Amen.
Somehow.
You know the scariest part is that everybody's talking about the 12th official, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So I did my research and I discovered that the stadium is in the outskirts of Abuja.
Okay. The MQ.
Yeah.
I try and say nobody's going to go and watch the game.
And I remember before the Ghanaian game, two games before the match, we heard that the tickets are sold out. Our tickets are expensive.
Are they really?
Bruh.
I mean, most of the tickets are going for 1,000 naira.
And I think it's the cheaper
dollars.
I feel we should let these guys, we should free. No. Did you see the Ghanaian stadium? Absolutely. How much do you think they are going to make from
have,
all of this?
You cannot have a
free.
Yes.
Sezu, you know, he had this guy bought 5,000 tickets
for your senior national team.
I forgot his name. One political guy.
About yeah, 5, but what I'm saying is, tickets. There has to be like value attached to watching your senior national team play.
Oh, so you think value is not the fact that the people are there? Value is the money that they are paying?
The fact that the people are going to, even if it's a small stipend, they are going to invest their money to come and watch the Super Eagles play.
They don't need the money. We need that stadium to
because
be filled and be pouring over. And whatever
you,
it takes, there should be free buses.
Okay.
There should be
free buses are fine.
There should be fan
transportation.
These people that do this engagement, fan groups.
Yeah, okay.
There should be states sending representatives. Calabar people should come.
Yoruba.
Everybody should wear their attire and be shouting.
Always
in the tongue, we blood of Jesus.
Yes, all this is perfect.
It's wonderful
and it helps the atmosphere.
Not
but
necessarily
it is,
help us qualify.
Oh, it helps.
To us qualify.
The players, yes, it does.
Crowd?
It not necessarily does. Crowd.
I hear several times people
like
talking about
now,
going to
definitely.
The support to help.
That's home advantage.
But we've seen things. We literally watched a season that happened behind closed doors and... You know,
yeah, there were repercussions.
Now.
Do you know?
Not necessarily neutral. We watch Premier League. Everybody
yes,
play
but
home anyway.
There were repercussions to that.
Yes, even the players complained.
I actually wrote about this, and you could see an actual change in home performance in the times where the stadiums were closed compared to when
they
were open.
I don't think so.
You should go and read it. I'm saying,
do you know the funny thing? It actually showed. Did you watch Chelsea Madrid?
I don't mean. I'm guessing there was. Like empirical proof that there was
because I know that's the season that Ole decided.
But that's the season that Liverpool lost almost three games,
six
almost, at a stretch.
Yeah.
At home, scoring only one goal from December to almost March.
And we all know how Anfield is when the stadium is filled up. So I'm trying to look at what are all the strengths, what are the things that can work in our favor. I'm hoping the stadium is going to be filled up to the brim, so the players will be gingered because it's like they don't have ginger. One, two, so the Ghanaians will feel very uncomfortable because you can see that they really oppressed our guys.
No, they went the extra mile to make us uncomfortable.
Man.
From the airport. The yeah, everything. Yeah.
I was waiting to hear that maybe some Ghanaians were outside our hotel
making noise.
So the boys can sleep.
Noise at night.
Because it happens in Europe. Yeah, but exactly, nothing like that happened here. So we thank God. But now, please, where's the hotel? Make it known. Let's go, you pang pang gulu. So really, I'm scared, really, and I'm a very optimistic person. So for me to be scared about this match, man.
We were not scared before the first leg.
Until why were we not scared? Because we're expecting our guys to know that the game is not about them, but about the team.
To actually turn up, I feel like a lot of players did not give their A game.
They were focused on themselves.
So I'm coming from the fans' point of view here, thinking like, I think we kind of always expect a lot from national team whenever they play.
Considering how the Nations Cup, exactly.
Look at the build up to the Nations Cup.
Yeah.
We didn't really expect much from them.
We kind of did.
No. We did. But
for the Nations Cup,
they did beyond our expectations.
I was surprised that they.
Nigerians, we love to get our hearts broken.
Exactly.
No, I still think,
once it comes to football, we love it.
In recent times, there's been like some sort of apathy towards the national team. People don't really pin their hopes on the national team that much.
You know, the funny thing is now, is now that people don't even pin their hopes, because now I can't, I'm motivating everybody in my house. I'm motivating my mom, my sister.
They all watched the first leg, probably.
Yes, I mean, and there's nothing to be motivated about.
Normally, everybody watches the. I remember growing up, everywhere will be empty. Nigeria's match, you will know that there is a match.
Streets will be empty. But these days, when last they even sit down to watch 90 minutes?
Exactly what
there's traffic,
people,
bro.
Actually, people,
yeah, people running, selling gala.
Exactly. And Nigeria this match was me in traffic trouble.
People were asking, where are you going? You said Nigeria is playing.
Even this last game against Ghana, even in traffic, you could still see that people were interested in following the actual game.
Yeah.
Which is not, it hasn't been that common in recent times. But then for them to give that kind of performance, like, these guys, they might not be that serious yet.
But you see, this is going to be a home game now, and last chance for us to make it to the World Cup.
No, it's the only chance. Nothing else.
Sorry, yes, the only chance to make it to the World Cup. So I mean, I think
make or break.
I think the importance of this game will stand out, and
oh man, those guys
it should stand out for these players.
It didn't look like they understood. The
yeah, not look. And then I'm expecting some. I think our subs were.
But then again,
I was expecting him to bring in more attacking options.
If we also look at it, I have a feeling that this second leg would be better than the first leg.
Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
And here's why, because if you look at the time frame between when the players got to camp and when they played the first leg, it was kind of short. And now that they've had some more time,
you know, Ghana has had more time too.
Yeah, but they don't have the players that we have. That's what I've always said, that we have much better players than
Ghana. It can also be an advantage and a disadvantage, because you saw that the IU guy, how fast he was. I've never seen that guy play.
You mean
the Roma guy? The striker, and then that other guy too, taking that knuckle shot. I looked at that guy, I wasn't expecting
that's 18-year-old guy.
So this is their own advantage.
Unknown quality.
Yes. Did you see that shot? I didn't see it on the keeper saved it.
At the end of the day, real quality and should I say experience now should be able to get us over the line again.
You know, the funny thing, it is not about quality. That's what we are not. It is about who wants it more. It is a derby game.
No, not necessarily.
Plans go out the window. Now. Did you watch? It was very physical. It will even before you can show. That's the
expected.
Thing. You see, before Moses Simon can show the quality, of course, you know he can dribble.
I don't think the problem.
Guy, they push
him
off
the
ball.
I don't think the problem was them pushing him off the ball. I think the problem, as always, has been that.
What is your making?
Yes. I mean, but throughout the game from start to finish.
A lot of players were
making very poor decisions, and I just could not understand why.
I see that dribble ball, he was through on goal, just put the ball down.
You get boom.
He played it up.
Then same was Simon.
We're looking to the future, one on one
on his strong foot. He played the ball at the keeper's leg. I'm like,
we're looking to the future and thinking,
it's like there's no future, bro.
There has to be.
Okay, wait, hold on. Yes,
we have to be at the World Cup.
We have to future in the future.
There's no other way.
But we are not showing any future.
Maybe if you are going to predict the future now, what's your own scoreline for the?
If I'm God, and then I can predict.
You know you're not God.
You know you're not God.
Just see.
I want to use ideas.
You know, I'm thinking it's going to be very slim. And you know the scary part is I see Ghana scoring like 90 minutes.
If Ghana 1-0
and then we're off. Or Nigeria scores one goal and then they think they are king of the world. And then Ghana just finds 91 minutes and not zin one corner kick.
So it's, you have been very pessimistic.
Our guys are complacent.
Where do you stand, Maivi?
I'm not motivated,
are you
bro.
Motivated?
I'm not
motivating people.
I'm a thief. I'm standing on the fence.
Unfair. Please.
I'm tipping us to win, Sha. 2-1. 2-1 at the end of the day. Because I'm in Nigerian.
Where do you stand, Ayola?
I stand on the side of being very worried, because I feel like if Ghana score first, we're not going to the World Cup.
If, what do you think will happen?
Will happen.
Yeah.
I think we're still going to beat them.
So basically we're all hoping. Do you think it's going to be like a clear victory, or we'll sneak it through, just like, you know, rough it?
We'll rough it.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say it's going to be a clear victory.
Like not a 2-1-3-1.
Like a
2-0-3-1.
Yeah. I don't expect as many goals as 4 goals. Okay. To say a 3-1.
That's like 2-0.
Yeah. I think that's going to be
fine.
And that depends on our defense keeping a clean sheet. No mistakes.
You know the funny thing? I'm not worried about our defense. That's the only part of the Super Ego that always turns up.
But I think that it doesn't still mean that they are not susceptible to
at least one,
one mistake. Oh,
yes.
We did a very good job keeping Partey off. Very good job. That's what I was saying about Nigeria. We know how to target. He didn't show. We know how to target the star player. we know how to do that. The same thing they did to Moses Simon. Anytime he touches the ball, two players on him. Chukwueze was doing like toothpick.
Wow.
I don't expect him to start this match. If he starts, then Eguavoen has something on that guy. He has not, even in the Nations Cup, apart from when he scored, he was...
Exactly why I felt Dennis should have started the game.
Not even Dennis. Play Lookman, please, and move Moses to the right.
Who?
If you let's.
Oh, Lookman.
Yes.
Lookman,
no? Okay. Mix these guys. You, if you notice, there was a time we were mixing them. Let them move around.
That looked like a mistake because.
When
Chukwueze was on the left hand,
it looked like it was a mistake.
It looked like what
it looked like the equation was not balanced.
Yeah, exactly. But they were trying to do things that they were not really used to. You see Chukwueze trying to cut out to the left to cross, and I'm like, that's not you.
Yeah.
It looks so uncomfortable.
That guy is always uncomfortable. Chukwueze. Always. I don't know why we saw his come up.
I feel he's going through something,
and we don't know about it. But he has not been the Chukwueze that we know in the Super Eagles.
Back to back.
I'm talking like 5 games in a row. Always unanonymous. Abi, what's the word?
Unanonymous.
The guy is vexing my English.
The opposite one.
He's always same way. I have nothing to say until after this match. I'm usually not this, it's paining me. I'm more of a Super Eagle fan than even Chelsea.
But here
because
you
this is Nigeria.
You're not able to express yourself.
I cannot call Messi Mount or somebody. And then play Iwobi. This guy can create.
Why, Iwobi?
He was suspended. He's still going to be suspended.
God save
him.
He's still suspended. It's 2 games.
It was a straight red.
Ha. And then that other guy that they say had COVID.
Blessing in disguise.
The Ghanaian player that was not in the squad because of COVID.
He said he had COVID or if he was just ill.
He was there. It was COVID, I read online. And then he was there with people all around him. I was like, man, nice one, AFCON. Nice one.
Yeah.
No, I mean Africa generally.
All right, guys. Naz, what you're trying to...
What's your own scoreline?
I've always said the tight... Like, I still stay on the tight scoreline, but advantage Nigeria. I think Nigeria...
2-1.
2-1. 3-2, 10-9, one goal difference. And
man, I'm ready for the worst. At this point, if Nigeria loses, I will laugh.
That was never going to evoke any emotions from me, to be fair. I really cannot care any less. Any lesser. Because I have been...
I've been
on that my way stage of I carry Nigeria on my head and everything. And by the time they carried me, brought me down...
When you brought your head down.
Bro, I said, you know what? There's too much at stake and there's too much stress I've put in this thing and they are looking like they're not ready to deliver.
Everybody wants to play in the World Cup. Did you see Alphonso High was practically crying when Canada qualified for the World Cup?
Yes. I mean, yes.
It's because our players don't look like they're motivated enough to the World Cup. The Canadian team, they haven't qualified in since 1986.
Exactly.
One,
so
two, they've been actively planning towards this. All the Canadian kids that they have.
I think it was Amokachi that was saying it.
All of them, yeah.
They were saying
it's
that.
It's obvious that there's been a plan for them to do something before they host the World Cup in 2026. And obviously, if you're part of that plan,
man.
If you've been trained from when you were a child,
who doesn't want to play?
We're going to qualify Canada for the World Cup.
He said the players won't realize until when they retire.
It's a different kind of training. If, for example, you look at Spanish teams and you understand that, okay, as a footballer, you are going through the Spanish academy system because you hope to improve the Spanish national team. That's like part of the things that you're looking forward to. But as a Nigerian footballer, you're in football, you're trying to make money.
Exactly. I mean,
so if you play at the World Cup, it's nice.
It's just something you see.
And it's kind of expected because you're Nigerian.
Yeah,
but if you're Canadian,
Africa.
You haven't qualified in so long. And it's like your generation that brought it. It's a completely different feeling. So maybe that's what we need to do, not qualify for like a while.
Nigeria.
As much as I wouldn't want that, but at the same time, I will not die. Was it 2016? No.
2006.
Yeah, we didn't go to that World Cup. So I mean, that happened.
That one that we lost to Angola, are we?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
That was painful.
You know what's interesting? We drew with Angola.
In Angola's home.
No.
In Nigeria. And
I think that was a late minutes goal too.
Yes.
I hope history will not repeat itself. They should play the video and those guys.
Are you sure?
These things are important. People don't realize it.
Different players play the video
and let these guys feel these feelings again.
They would have
understood what it meant not to qualify for
at that time. Yes. And but hold on. There's also this thing about Nigeria now poaching. I won't say we're poaching a lot of players from other countries. But
I love it.
Yes, we love it. But those players are not coming with Nigerian heritage. They are not coming with that whole Nigerian history of playing football, and then they don't carry it like, oh,
what's the heritage?
Chew.
What's
hold
this?
On, wait. Make I land now.
Yeah, land.
So yes, I mean, 1994. The 98 performance and everything. You see, the Nigerians that grew up in Nigeria and are fully Nigerian team carrying all of that on their head.
You know what's
true? But then Ademola Lookman, Iwobi,
JJ Okocha,
Leon Balogu, Chris Ekong. I don't think they'll come up with that.
You know what's interesting?
I think Osimhen is the only one with that team.
I actually disagree with this.
Okay.
Because I feel like Nigerians in diaspora are more passionate about the country.
To be fair.
I think so.
And they'll be looking at those guys that you've talked about, the Okochas, the Kanos of 96, and they'll be looking at those guys as heroes.
You know the funny thing, they will even watch the video.
Quote unquote, the motherland.
you know, so like Lookman now that had played for the English youth sides and everything, he's not going to have that.
I feel he would actually have more passion.
After it's not even about that.
That's thing. I feel like he would actually have more passion for Nigeria than for England.
You know how it is.
England
easy.
Didn't give him a chance.
It's not even just that. From his upbringing.
Even his upbringing, it's not like he's a third generation or fourth generation Nigerian. He's a second generation Nigerian. So his parents would have still had some of those things to talk to him about football.
Do you know the funny thing? If you actually sit them down and you sit Osimhen down and you sit Lookman down and then you ask them questions about Super Eagles, the past, it's very possible that Lookman will have more facts
than
Osimhen.
Possible.
Because there is this tendency of when you're close to something, you take it for granted. Exactly. Then when you are far, that's when you really appreciate it.
Mm.
So it's not. I just hope they are putting their head
everybody
on their
just
neck
play
and improving them.
Let everybody
just not be individualistic. Just care about the team. Look for Osimhen. Look for Moses if he's free.
Looking for Osimhen that killed us in the last minute when Dennis was free.
So from the advice from Maive, don't be individualistic. The advice from what was the advice?
Please, because of God.
Uh-huh. What I have decided to take from all of this is you have to be far from something to appreciate it. So I'd like to be very far away from the country so I can appreciate it to my best and love the country.
Can we stone somebody on the Will Smith this guy?
No, unnecessary. I'm totally invalid. But yes.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. This has been the Walk Up segment of the Ball Gecko podcast, made brighter by MTN. See you next time.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.ballgecko.com. Also follow us on Instagram @ballgeckopod.